I'm Quetzalcoatlin America, where I investigate multiple crimes against humanity with my guest, Deborah Chavarez, StopTheCrime.net, SmartMetersMurder.com, let me see here.
ToxicSky.org, and
okay.
Also ToxicDrinkingWater.org.
And refuse smartmeter.com. Yes, you have so many.
Right, and I would say to the person that sent you that email that they need to pay attention to those source documents. We are talking about source documents. We're not talking about personal speculation or personal ideas or assessments. We're talking about this information coming from source documents, and I would recommend everyone looking at that Fort Meade military document. They talk about frequencies of microwave technology being used as voice-to-skull and mind control. We're getting into a new realm of existence. And the New World Order exposed by insiders in 1969 will tell you what they had planned back in the 60s with frequencies, surveillance, implants, televisions watching us. This is not a game. This is not a joke. And the purpose of this information is to not fall into the fear so that we go along with moving into a complete totalitarian takeover of each and every one of us individually. Many will likely fall into that. I know that many don't want to. And this is the information that everyone needs so that you can make choices. And right now, the most immediate choice for all of us is to keep these smart meters off our homes. Do not allow a biohazard on your home. Again, go and look at the documents on our website. Listen to some of the talks that I've given. I was on Alex Jones, and you can hear that talk as well. And you can create DVDs out of these. Watch them. Look at the source documents that everything is referred to. And remember, in the silent weapons document, they say they need our consent, that they need our consent to take control of energy so that we turn it over to them, them being the elite. We don't want to give them our consent. So as we move forward to discuss this NASA document, I just want to read a quote from JFK to sort of set up where we're heading, Dr. Carley.
Yes.
And again, this is posted on our website. It's a speech that he gave about a week and a half before he was assassinated. The full speech is posted, but I will read just a paragraph by JFK. Quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And I can't stress enough of what he warned us about.
Yes. Okay, and there's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be back shortly. If callers have any comments or questions, you can call in. But we do want to get into this NASA document, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Telling America, where I answer today's multiple crimes against humanity with my special guest, Deborah Chavarez. And I just want to mention a few things. To the person who suggested walking on the grass to make that connection with the earth, yeah, that's all well and good. Of course, you live in Florida, you'll be stepping on fire ants. And if you're living out west, as Deborah was saying, they're making yucca trees into cell phone towers now. So just be careful. You never know what frequencies are around you as you're walking outside. And I also want to say the truth is very scary, although, of course, the RBN motto is you can handle the truth. That's why you're listening to RBN. And this has been a problem for me for many years because, of course, my main focus is vaccine bioweapons. And just as you have stated that you have source documents that prove what they're up to, I do as well in regards to vaccines actually being bioweapons. And it's very hard for people to face the fact that there's such evil that exists and is basically destroying humanity, destroying the planet. People of conscience can't even conceive. But they're going to have to grow up, develop a backbone, and face reality. And, of course, start wherever you can. As you were saying, say no to smart meters. Take them off your house. As I'm always telling people, say no to vaccines. Just refuse to get them for yourself, your child, or your pet. Just say no. And before we get into the NASA document, I just wanted to ask you, as you were talking about at the beginning of the show, that the police are giving you your property back, i.e. your analog meters. Are you planning on reinstalling them and taking the smart meters down again? What is your plan along those lines?
Well, absolutely, because they are biohazards. We will not have them on our property. We are now, fortunately, in California, able, because of all the resistance and the refusal, we have a opt-out program here in California. They charge an extortion fee to take off those meters and reinstall analog meters, of which we now have recently learned are not the original analog meters. The analog meters they're saying that they're putting back on after they take off the safe ones have an antenna and are compatible with the smart grid. They are being deceptive again. So for those of you that want to take off your meters, you've talked to your utility companies, you have a tester, and you know that they are transmitting frequencies, and you're sick because many of these people that have had the meters, the smart meters taken off and had what they thought were analog meters installed have still been sick, and they found out after being tested that those meters are still transponding, as I said. You can go onto our website, smartmetersmurder.com. There is another website that links to the acquisition where you can purchase safe analog meters and have a electrician install a safe one on your home. This is up to us to say no and to refuse, and this is on our thresholds now, and we must say no in mass, because then we will all be able to be safe. If one of us in an area does it singularly, we become more attacked. So I can only say to you, it's up to us now. This is a war within our country. And when you look at the silent weapons document, you will see they declared war upon us, and they didn't want us to see this document. Again, this is not about fear-mongering. This is about facts, and we must get the facts right. Now, I want to say, as we start the NASA document, Dr. Carley, there's a very, very important discovery that we made. When we were looking up the definition for totalitarianism, we came across the Moloch of totalitarianism. And on the Internet, it was about the size of a stamp. And when we squinted and looked at this, we could see it looked like a robot. So we enlarged it, and it is indeed a structure. It's a piece of artwork in iron. Enormous. And it is called the Moloch of totalitarianism. It's a memorial to victims of oppression. And it is in St. Petersburg, Russia, and it's in a cemetery. Now, when we get into this NASA document, you will see the significance of this art display. It is a robot with a slumped human, a dead human in its grips. And this NASA document now will start talking about that. Because on stopthecrime.net, you will see the future warfare by NASA. And it virtually is the end of humanity. And it talks about The Replacement of Humans by Robots. It's a master plan, and it discusses this. It talks about robots, cyborgs, and humans. The sum of the organizations behind this is the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, Atlantic Command Joint Ventures, the Australian Department of Defense, the National Reconnaissance Office, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI. It goes on and on. And I can only tell you to look this up for yourself. As we go through, I know that we spoke about this on one of your recent programs, but I'll quickly run through some important pages that people need to go to and look at.
Yeah, let me just mention the date. It was 11/4/12 that we talked about this before, so you can check out the archives on the lightofdayradioshow.com and hear our conversation from that day. But I just want to interject that when I was reading this, on many of the pages they're talking about, obviously, they have to have humans with no emotions as they're going to the cyborg phase, and then obviously it's going to be all controlled by artificial intelligence. But this is what made me realize why they are intentionally creating the autism epidemic, because the autistic children that have no emotion and are kind of like, you know, cyborgs without being cyborgs, I think this was step one in their plan. Because these young people can be trained to sit behind a video and basically, you know, carry out President Obama's drone strikes, believing it's just all a video game.
Well, that's absolutely true. In fact, I will tell you that I have personal experience with a high-functioning autism grandchild. And they are void of emotions and feelings and perceptions of how someone else feels. They're caught up in their own feelings and their own needs, and they don't perceive someone else's. And that's just a basic autistic spectrum response to autism. And I can tell you that that's exactly true. There have been there's a Mind Institute in Davis, California, that they treat autism, and of course treat means that they are experimenting with the consequences of this massive population that they've created on the autistic spectrum. This is a society now of people. This is a landslide of autism. Enormous impacts in our school system and in society, and as you said, void of feelings. They can push the buttons when asked to, and they will, because they don't see the repercussions in a feeling way. They are not reciprocal in emotions. So I want to go on to say, as you pointed out, Dr. Carley, this document came out a couple of months before 9/11, or I should say it was presented as a PowerPoint by Dr. Dennis Bushnell, the chief scientist of the NASA Langley Research Center, July of 2001. And as we work our way through this document, you will see the significance of this having been presented a couple of months before 9/11. But on page 4, it's important to note, they say that this is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, technologies, and this is no pixie dust. So in other words, in 2001, everything that they discussed in this document was available to them then. Mm-hmm. Now, we covered a number of pages in our prior radio program, but in recapping, I want to underscore the importance of what they're doing to our educational system. Globally, they're creating a dumb society through education. They're impoverishing students now that go on to university with enormous debt that they'll never get out of, paying for an education that will never teach them how to unravel our current predicament from the global elite. When you read the Silent Weapon document, you see the intention of not teaching us math and sciences, and it says in this NASA document how we rank globally in in math and sciences. This is all intentional, so that we're dumbed down to the extent that we can never work our way out of what is now occurring. But on page 26, they talk about how private public colleges will start to close due to web-based competition. And it's important for people to understand that Bill Gates has already given $100 million towards Common Core education. This is global education to dumb down the global population so that we can't create the ability that we as humans with higher consciousness can create for the good of man. We are being eliminated. We're being absolutely put upon by this globalist agenda.
Well, and of course, if they're all web-based, those young people can't get together and talk amongst themselves and say, oh, did you hear that show on the internet where they're talking about the NASA document? They can't basically get together. All right, there's music. We'll be right back after the break. And we're back with Blood Sailing America, where today is Multiple Crimes Against Humanity with my special guest, Deborah Tavares. And I just want to state, interestingly, there's a show on True TV, I don't know if you've ever seen it, with Jesse Ventura, ex-governor of Minnesota, called Conspiracy Theory. And I just saw today a rerun of a show that I had missed earlier this week, where he's talking about this fortress that's being built in the Ozarks in Arkansas, a massive, massive mansion with all kinds of, you know, bulletproof glass and things of that nature, and under it, like, miles and miles of tunnels, which they were able to access and got in there, and it's obviously a place that the quote-unquote elites, they call them the Illuminati, are getting ready for what's coming. So I found that very interesting. I have a lot of suspicions about Jesse Ventura that he's actually being allowed to show us certain things so that the people will think, well, there's nothing we can do. But I just thought that was very interesting that was on now, that they're showing the people what's going on. Are you familiar with that show at all, Deborah?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, someone did video it off the television, and we have that linked as new items on StopTheCrime.net. It's not a good filming of it, but people that haven't had a chance to see it can watch it on StopTheCrime.net under Breaking News. And it is very telling of what is happening. We know that there are tremendous underground tunnels and shelters for the elites. We know there are armored redoubts. This is a 73,000 square foot. They pulled the permit as a single family home in the Ozarks. And so I urge everyone to watch that. But now I'm going to move into this NASA document because this is so important. And again, what we need to do is share this information with other people and say no and not participate in this game that they are launching upon us. We just must not participate.
I totally agree. But before you get back into the NASA document, we have a caller that's been waiting patiently on the line. William from Boston, comment or question, please.
Yeah, I have a comment here. Hello, Dr. Carley. This is an excellent show. But I would just like to add a little slightly different dimension here. Both of you are outlining diagramming this terrible, terrible problem we have. But I would like to start moving also at the same time towards appropriate responses to these assaults. These are basic assaults and murderous assaults on us.
Yes.
And if they can have an Agenda 21, why can't we have an Agenda 12? And Agenda 12 would start with declaring sane people have equal or greater value than psychopaths. A goal would be to decrease the banker, mafia, Jewish, and other psychopathic populations by 90% and seizure of all their assets. We could save probably 1,000 sane people by eliminating one billionaire psychopath. We should remove all the psychopaths from the financial system and the media first, and then from the rest of society. Any psychopaths remaining would be moved and limited to small ghettos. Those found guilty of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity would be housed in glass prisons in the desert for research study. And all new technologies would be tested and verified on the psychopaths before introduction to the rest of society. We really have to start thinking like that, because you're putting forth such a horrific agenda here. We have to. We can't just sit around and do nothing.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, and that's what this show is about. It's first bringing awareness to people that don't even understand what you're talking about, let alone what we're talking about. The more awareness we create, the more ideas we can come to stop this. But we cannot do it through violence of any kind. They have the guns. We don't. And when I mean the guns, I'm talking about the weaponized technologies that you'll start hearing about in this NASA document. It puts us during a time of Indians with bows and arrows. We have to be really smart right now and not cause any kind of an armed resistance with our guns and bullets, because that will give them the opportunity for martial law and the further elimination of our liberties, if you want to consider that we have any, which at this point we're slaves by definition. But you're right. We do have to start looking at what has to happen to these people. And first, what has to happen is a growing awareness of what they are doing to all of us. And that just doesn't exist yet. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now if more people clearly understood what is happening. This is god-awful. And we
Well, if I could just add, first of all, if only the military would wake up, and from, you know, information I'm getting, more and more of them are waking up, because, of course, they took an oath to protect us from terrorists within, so that would be a very good thing. But I do disagree. If there's a personal assault, if they're knocking down your door with a SWAT team, that's when the gloves come off. I mean, at that point, you know, there's a direct confrontation, and protecting yourself is a natural instinct. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. And we're back with Blood Sailing America. There, answers multiple crimes against humanity with my guest, Deborah Tavares. And we're running out of time so fast. Perhaps we can continue this conversation next week, because callers are starting to line up. And,
yeah.
I like to include the callers, because they oftentimes have excellent suggestions. Although
yeah.
I'm smiling as William's talking about those glass prisons in the desert.
Well, I wanted
yeah.
to draw your attention. In fact, I wanted to bring that up, because when you go on to smartmetersmurder.com and you watch the PowerPoint presentation that I did with the Oath Keepers, in that power presentation, you will see a picture of the dome projects to enclose major U.S. cities. And they are building a dome project out of plastic over a city about 2 hours north of us. They've gotten the approvals. It's an $8.4 million project, which they say will create the state-of-art environmental shield, enclosing the town of just under 2,000 existing residents in Lassen County in Northern California. And it will be used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose major U.S. cities, especially those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. It says, with a clear plastic dome, the structure and material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. And, of course, they create the weather. So now they're going to put us in dome cities. But I wanted to quickly, I know I started the NASA document with talking about humans being replaced by robots, and I just want to tell you on page 66 in the NASA document, this is what it says. Increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. Require huge logistics, in other words, we cost a lot of money, i.e., humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. They are replacing us with cyborgs and robots. Make no mistake about it. I want to read one more thing, and then you've got callers, but on page 93, The reason I initially said remember the date of this document as it was presented in July of 2001, on page 93, it says the following. Exploit CNN syndrome. Now, I just want to make a comment. We know that CNN has been a news coverage front for psychological warfare. So I will now start again. Exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States using binary biologicals. Attacked critical infrastructure and take down EMPs, frequencies against the brain. Serious psychological warfare, collateral damage, and exploitation. So we need to know about these things to live out of the fear and not give them our fear to further control us and move us into a total totalitarian technocracy. Total oppression through technologies is where we go. If we allow our fear to dictate and they come with the solution, they cause the problem and they come in with the solution, more restrictions. They're already controlling the media, the politics, our economy, and our speech, and they're engaging in widespread use of terror and mass surveillance. We see cameras everywhere. And they stay in power through propaganda campaigns. Again, all part of UN Agenda 21 and the total aim to control us completely.
Right. And let's not forget the rigged elections. That doesn't hurt them. Certainly that allows them to continue on with what they're doing. Okay, let me just ask William from Boston. Any other comments, William? Okay. Lark from Texas. Are you there, Lark?
Well, hi there, Dr. Carly. Deborah?
Hi, Lark.
You know, many Americans today do not realize that they actually may be complicit in this organized crime, racketeering, and corruption that you describe. And you, I know you mentioned Common Core, and I'm very grateful for that, Deborah. There may be a useful ally to your cause to get the word out about that to the both of you. And her name is Robin Eubanks. She's an attorney from Atlanta, Georgia. Her website is Invisible Serfs Collar, S-E-R-F-S, collar like a dress or a shirt collar, .com. And she has been looking into this thing called Common Core for some time. There's like 45 states that have had it for some time, already passed and enacted, but it goes under different names elsewhere. It is systemic and it is nationwide, and it's absolutely indoctrination to cultural Marxism and to slavery, as you describe. But I'll just drop a couple words for brevity's sake that may be useful to the listeners, that describes how it is that Americans unwittingly become useful idiots to this cause that's transforming America. And the first thing you can do is get your kids out of the public schools.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the second thing is there is such a thing in artificial intelligence called the Systems 499, MIL standard or Military Standards 499 Systems, which was begun in 1969. It's changed names and it's changed over and over, but it's basically the same program. Another thing which was begun under Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, during World War II, was called Basic English, later just called BASIC. And it's how they dumbed the people down with innocuous-sounding terms and phraseology and or terms of art to keep people off guard and off balance. Because when they think of it's just like in the law, the way that the law has been corrupted, it's so that they're essentially running a racket, is that they use language that you think it means one thing, but they have it meaning something specifically different.
You are exactly right. And, in fact, a very good short document for people to read, because I know people are inundated with so much to do in their lives because intentionally the oligarchies have kept us all busy, busy, busy. And that would be the Silent Weapons Quiet War document. It talks about what you're discussing right now, and it's only a 41-page document.
I'll leave you with one final word, and that word is a very interesting word which Miss Eubanks borrowed from a British think tank, and she employed it over her at her blog, InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. She's actually spoken on RBN twice. Albeit her experience over the radio is limited, she's anxious to speak out about these issues. She's quite adept in the language that's being employed to deceive all of us. It extends far beyond academia, as we can tell. It extends throughout the military and most all government institutions today, even into the private industry with the large corporations. But that word is engrenage. It's a French term, and it's spelled E-N-G-R-E-N-A-G-E, engrenage. It means gearing, but it also means, it describes the deceptive means by which you get complex programs through and past the people without them becoming aware of it. And I would invite the listeners to look this word up, and they can describe how engrenage is used. We can see this used in just your average mid-sized corporation where everybody is compartmentalized and on a need-to-know basis, and none of us are the wiser because we are working towards this tyranny, often unwittingly.
That is absolutely true. And also, again, the Delphi technique, as presented through the RAND Corporation, is another important assault upon how we think and how meetings are held. They do it through consensus. We think we have a say, but there is a predetermined outcome. And this is what's happening in every town, my town too, where they've adopted United Nations agendas in our cities and circumvented all of our rights through the Delphi technique, through the RAND Corporation as well.
And science fraud is rife in this country. It is just rife. It goes under the rubric of scientism, and many of these people that just want to make rank, they want to get that grant funding, they want to get that pay raise, they'll do anything to fudge the science. And when we look at things like the Hegelian dialectic, it's important to look at the comparison between inductive and deductive reasoning processes coupled with how the Hegelian dialectic works, which it works in all of our minds, where we have these pros and cons and that we have to make comparisons with, to make choices with. And that's coupled with the cognizant human trait that you already mentioned, cognitive dissonance. But these are the deceptive manners and ways and means by which you have described so well today, how we are being deceived and being used. And a lot of Americans, they go to their jobs, they support their families, they think they're good Americans. They may be of a leftist bent, they may be of a rightist bent, but with what we understand as the communitarian agenda today.
That's right.
And that these political proclivities have been utilized and transformed to actually work against all Americans. It doesn't matter who you are. And now, as we know from other expositions, we're being poisoned to death. We're being slowly murdered. Our lives are being shortened. And we're actually being used to commit horrible crimes.
That's exactly right. And again, we've presented on our website documents that are short, that people can read and understand, and it does talk about just what you've been talking about, the reasoning aspect in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, as well as the New World Order plans exposed by the Insider in 1969, and the Iron Mountain Report as requested by John F. Kennedy. And there are other documents posted there as well. We have Grill Flame, G-R-I-L-L, Flame, F-L-A-M-E. It talks about the experiments upon us by the Russians, for mind control and frequencies. Of course, many don't realize that there have been experiments upon the United States by the Russians allowed by our government, and one was specifically in Medford, Oregon in the 1970s, where within a 24-hour period there were a couple of dozen suicides. It was later learned that frequencies were being beamed in through the house wires of these homes. And this is now what we are experiencing in our homes across the nation right now with the assault of frequencies with the cell phone towers, the smart meters, and the antennas. And frequencies are ultimately geared for mind control and taking over every function of humanity through frequencies. We are frequencies and matter.
And it's too bad, isn't it, Deborah, but every darn American public school teacher, college and university professor, every cop, every sheriff's deputy, every person in the United States military, anybody that gets grant funding through an NGO or is participating in a public-private partnership.
That's right.
A government contract for military acquisition or scientific purposes. If these people would look in the mirror and realize that they are the undoing of this country and the enslavement of their children and grandchildren, they would wake up and snap to and realize that it is the people themselves that are involved in this racketeering and organized crime, because they do not realize they're even involved.
Beth, you're exactly right, and that is why we're discussing this NASA document, because it is literally so horrific, and it does tell us who's involved, to what degree the involvement comes from. And this can help jar people into the reality that we now find ourselves in. We have been lied to by the captain of our ship, and the boat is leaking, and we are sinking right now. And I can only say that whatever it takes, whatever anyone needs to hear, how far down this dark, evil, evil hole that we have fallen into, and if we can wake these people up with the idea that we are being replaced by robots. And I want to just say one more thing in this, well, actually a number of things, of course, in this document.
Okay, but wait, before you do, because we're almost getting ready to go to the last break, I want to thank Lark for calling in. He always gives excellent contributions.
Yeah, thank you.
The Hegelian dialect he mentioned is what you hear about problem, reaction, solution. I really hope you can be on again next week because we have so much more to talk about, and obviously people are very interested in this information. But I wanted to just ask you if you could, you've mentioned the Delphi technique many times. Can you explain what that is?
Yes. It is what we're experiencing here during our meetings in our County Board of Supervisors, at our City Council meetings, at the Utility Commission, wherever it is that we're going right now. And also they're creating regions. They have ABAG here in San Francisco. They're creating a one bay area. They will no longer be calling our towns by their names. We will be called as a one bay area because, of course, they're redefining the United States by 10 territories. That is discussed in the Iron Mountain Report, some of the other documents, and is part of UN Agenda 21. But the Delphi technique is how they create the illusion that there is a consensus so that people feel they've participated in the plan, which they have not, because the Delphi technique comes to the stage with a predetermined outcome. And it doesn't matter what you say. They do what they are going to do, and they make it look like you participate. And one of the many of the ways that they've accomplished that here locally with us is they bring in video cameras, and they show our participation at meetings that we are absolutely, completely, and totally opposed to. But those videos are used across the country to show our enthusiasm in meeting, for example, at one of these Delphi meetings. And it is completely being misrepresented. So this is what they're doing. They're showing approval And it is all a lie. It's all based on a lie, deception, to continue to advance their agenda, to take us down.
Okay, there's music. We're going to our last break. And if you can possibly get your calendar and see if you're available next Sunday, we need to continue this. We'll be right back. And we're back with the last segment of Blood Healing America with my special guest, Deborah Tavares. And as always, Deborah, the time has gone so fast. Were you able to check to see if you're available next Sunday to continue this conversation?
Yes, that would be Sunday, December the 9th. And yes, we definitely need to continue this conversation and create awareness and empower people to keep people out of fear. So yes, December 9th, Sunday, I am available.
Excellent. I wanted you to be able to confirm that on the air because I'm sure the listeners are chomping at the bit to get more information from you.
I wanted to add one more thing, if I may.
Yes.
On our website, very important for everyone to see the foreshadowing of Hurricane Sandy. There
yes.
was a photograph in the New York Times in the middle of September, and it is from the National Security Agency, and it's posted on our site. It is showing HAARP, and it shows the heavy beams sweeping down across the planet. And not only, of course, was HAARP involved in the weaponized weather attack upon the eastern seaboard, but HAARP is also, of course, being used as mind control transmissions that we are all now under.
Yes.
And the most direct and intrusive way that they're monitoring all of us in the United States. So when we talk about people being involved in their own demise, we are being poisoned and we are being eliminated slowly to where we won't be able to function. But we still can. Many of us still can. And that's why it's important for us to band together, for us to talk about the things we're talking about today and spread this information. Everyone that's listening, don't just listen and do nothing. Put bumper stickers on your cars with websites. Print off the flyers. Pass them out when you're standing in line at the grocery store, wherever you are. Humanity depends on our actions now. We are not in a safe United States of America anymore. We have been taken over by international banking cartel. And we, in order to restore what we thought we had, we have to all take personal action now.
Yes, and to realize that our entire Congress, they're all traitors, they've sold us out. This is all layers of government, from local to federal at the highest levels. And one thing I just wanted to comment on is, in fact, I think it was Lark that was talking about these individuals that are involved on a need-to-know basis. These people are psychopaths, okay? They have no conscience. And even though they're operating on a need-to-know basis, they certainly must know that what they're doing is evil. And I saw this in medicine. When I left working in the hospitals in the early 90s, the doctors that were committing euthanasia, that were experimenting on poor people without their knowledge or consent, that were committing research fraud, these are the doctors that are always elevated to the academic positions. And that's when I found out about the medical masons, the anti-Hippocratics. But, you see, they search out these people. In fact, the testing that they do for colleges now is actually designed to find the psychopaths. These are the people they want to go into work for.
You are
these
exactly kids. Right.
Right. Okay, well, I can't believe the show's already over, but thank you so much, Deborah. We'll continue this next week. Thank you for listening, folks. Send out the archive of this show to everyone you know, because we can take care of business when we wake up enough people. I know that. At my cellular level. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk more next week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
so much,
everybody.
Dr. Carlin. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.